Hi guys, today we'll be talking about eBay gripes and glitches and any suggestions that I have for eBay. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Reseller Niche Podcast, a show for e-commerce buyers and sellers where we investigate unique items being bought and sold and show you how research equals knowledge equals profit.
Welcome back. So today we're going to talk about eBay issues I've had and some suggestions I have that might make things a little bit easier using the site in general to sell things. So let's get started. I wanted to start actually by saying that I really love eBay, and this might come off as kind of whiny. So I hope it doesn't, and I hope it's not too nitpicky. But I still think these are things that can be looked at to be improved so we can all have a better user experience for both, you know, us as the sellers and the buyers. I actually started doing the research for this episode by reading the eBay forums, which was probably a big mistake because there's a lot of good info on there. Don't get me wrong, but there's also, it kind of turns into kind of this never-ending negative rabbit hole that you can go down. So I'd recommend, if you ever read eBay, but I'm sure you've read them, there's usually good answers, but a lot of stuff that comes after that's not so good. So anyway, let's start with a fun topic: item specifics. I'm sure you've been seeing them. You've been getting messages from eBay, and then it's popping up in the seller hub asking you to update things. Some required now, some required soon. I've spent a lot of time doing this in the last few weeks. I don't know how many edits I've done because they keep adding up. Every time I go there, there's more and more. I think I'm down to 116 total left to do. I've probably done over 1,000 edits of some kind, maybe more than that. I don't even know. But I don't really mind the edits. I like editing. I mean, I go through this my daily process anyway. I always try and edit something anyway. But the only thing I didn't really like about this was a lot of them were edits that didn't really need to be done. For example, I do a lot of shirts, a lot of men's shirts, and I would go into the listing and said required now or required soon, and everything that they're asking for was already there. It said like missing department, but at the top. But when I looked at it, it said men already. So I don't know if that's something that happens after I go in and I just have to confirm it. That might be the case, but to me, for a lot of them, it looked like there was nothing that needed to be done, and I was just saving, confirming, or whatever the button says. So if we didn't have to do that, that would save a lot of time. There were a lot of edits that I did need to do, especially in older items with the color issue. If I used multicolor, if I used my own category, I used to create a lot of my own, especially for items I couldn't really describe. Maybe it was missing a brand, missing this, that, or the other. I couldn't really figure out what I was looking at, so I kind of made up a bunch of categories which maybe don't fit now. So that's okay. I don't mind doing that. I'd want to know if there's something missing anyway. But I think it kind of feels like it's a snowball effect. They're like, oh, you've got 1,500, required edits that need to be done now. So, I mean, it's kind of scary, but I guess it's just part of the game. That's okay. So let's move on to the next thing. Actually, before that, how are you doing with your specific updates, or sorry, item-specific updates? Have you got a lot of them? Have you finished them? I haven't finished mine. Like I said, I have about 116 left. Please let us know, comment if you want to. So we'd love to hear about that. So anyways, next thing, manage payments. Now, I know this is an old topic, and all of this has been hashed before, so I don't really want to go into how much they're charging, even though it's gone up a couple times. I just kind of feel like managed payments are still a little confusing. It's still kind of murky. I've heard people use the word deceiving. I'm not sure if it's really deceiving because everything's in front of us, but it's just so messy that it's hard to see it directly. I guess, long story short, is similar to what other people have said, is that I wish that after hearing everything that we had issues with about PayPal and things, you know, in the past, I feel like they didn't really do anything that's really moved forward for the seller. They moved forward for the, you know, for eBay as a corporation, because now they're separate from PayPal. You know, they control that. They're making more money, which is, you know, the goal of any business. I get that. But I feel like even though we're paying multiple times for the same thing. And for example, you know, we would always pay, you know, you have your value, your item fees, all the different fees that we have. And then at the end of the month, you would pay that big lump sum. Kind of feel like we're paying similar to what we were paying before, if not more. And then what we're getting paid on a daily basis doesn't take out what it should, i.e. the fees. I mean, if you look at it, if you click on it, you can see the breakdown. They're very transparent about that. It will say, you know, you sold this shirt for $20 and then we're going to take out, you know, this $2 or whatever it is, $1.50. And it's in red, but it doesn't actually take it out for you. If you look at the bottom, they gave you that whole $20. So at the end of the month, they take it out. So that doesn't make sense to me. I'm like, if you're going to do all that work, you're going to break it down, you're going to give us daily payouts, take out that fee. That would help a little bit. I get about the other stuff, like, you know, random shipping costs, cancellations, returns, you know, international fees, all this stuff, unforeseen stuff, and maybe even the store fees. You know, you can charge us that at a one time, because even Amazon, that's what they do. You know, you get that $40 charged once a month separately. But with the, I hate to compare with Amazon every time, but they do a really good job of kind of making it more transparent in terms of the fees. And I know there's other issues with them, but eBay could have done that. I think they could have taken out that. So we're getting a net pay each month, each day, or however you have it set up. I just think that it's going to be something that's going to happen. It's going to be like all these other issues we have with eBay. We're going to complain about it. And maybe a few years down the road, they may take care of it. I don't know if it's more costly for them. I'm sure it is. So I'm sure that's why they didn't. But that would be my main issue. Obviously, I'm not talking about what they're charging. They're, you know, their business, they need to make their money. But they can make it easier for us to see how they're making their money, if that makes sense. But yeah, that's my one thing with managed payments. I will see how it is. It's already changed, like I said, a couple of times in the last, I think July they had an edit, and then they might maybe had edits since then on how they do it and what they take out. So we'll see. I guess we'll have to wait, because not everyone's implemented. I think everyone gets forced into it next year. I've been in it since August 15th, I think, mid-August, something like that. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. And so here's a weird one. This is a separate issue. I get this thing where they almost look like phantom offers. So you get offers, you know, they're on your Seller Hub or on your app. So I'll get the offer and I'll say, like, oh, I've got, you know, five new offers. So I'll click on them. But when I click and you see the list of offers, there's only three or four offers, or sometimes two. There's less than whatever it says. And I don't know if this is something that happens to everybody, but it's irritating for me, because sometimes it will say like one offer. So I'll click on it and there's nothing there. So I'm like, what's going on here? So I thought maybe I have these minimums set up. So maybe somebody makes an offer, but then I have a minimum set up so that it auto declines it. So that's why I don't see it. So I called up eBay, asked them, and I said that too. Is it because I might have minimum set up, it's auto declining, and I'm not seeing the offer? And they said, no, that's not the case. You shouldn't see it. You should only see an offer that has actually gone through. So I said, okay. And they opened up a case. This is over a month ago. I haven't heard anything back. I think I followed up once when I was calling about something else. And they said, yeah, we're looking into that. And that was it. No other response. So I don't know if that's a glitch or if it's just my account. My account's really old. It's like 20 years old. But I don't know. I kind of wish I could see those offers if they are offers, because I see them every single day. So is anyone else seeing this? Is it just me? I have ghost offers, phantom offers. I'd like to negotiate. I try to negotiate nearly everything other than like stuff I know is going to sell for a certain price or stuff that is kind of more multi-quantity stuff. So I know, okay, it's already sold for this many times. So other than that, I want to negotiate everything. I don't know about you guys, but that's what I prefer to do. Even if it's a $1 offer on a $100 item, I'll try and negotiate and, you know, see how it goes. So if I could see those, it would be good. Okay, here's another probably minor thing. It wouldn't really affect day-to-day sales or anything like that. So eBay gave us, the last couple months, so they said they gave us free listings, you know, 50,000, I think it was. And then they edited it to its 50,000 additional fixed price free insertions in select categories. Now, I kind of use part of them and I don't. Like out of that 50,000, I'll use a few hundred every month. Only because I don't sell specific. I mean, I sell like collectibles, a lot of stuff, but usually a lot of times with my collectibles, I'll be very specific about the category and it doesn't always fit into the collectible category, even though it is collectible, if that makes any sense. So a lot of them don't fit. One thing that I, you know, when I'm listing and I'm going through pretty fast, I kind of wish that I could look, I always try and look at stuff, especially if I've sold it in the past. Maybe it's a one-off, but it's a one-off I've sold in the past. So like if you went and you clicked, like if you go in the Seller Hub and you scroll down here, I'm doing it right now, under Seller Hub, under promotional offers, if you click under the premium, I have a premium store, so it's 1,000 fixed listings. So if you click on the used, that's a blue link, you can see a list of the item ID. So you can take the item ID, pop it into the search tab, and you can see, oh, okay, so this item right here, I can see, oh, it's a shirt, it's a blue shirt that's sold in it. So you can see that. But when you click, do the same thing under additional fixed price insertions in the categories, 50,000 that they offered us, it still has a blue link. Click on the blue link and it says, it's a hidden counter. I know, you know, you can tell pretty much, you can go back through your sales and you go back through, you know, shipped and sold, and you can see your orders and you can see everything that was sold. But it would be helpful if that, especially since this is the very first thing right there under promotional offers, if you could see what those were, I could pop them in really fast. It kind of, I mean, I don't do this all the time, but I'd like to know which ones fit under this and which ones didn't, because I don't specifically go out of my way to fit under this category just to save listings. I thought about it at first, but then it just, it's a time suck. I just try and fit under the most used category, the best category to sell that item. Sometimes it fits under those, sometimes it doesn't. So if they could do that, because for every other one that I'm looking at here, all the other, under all these other links, you can just click on it, grab that item ID, and see what you sold. So maybe it's a minor thing. So if eBay wants to check that out, so we can actually see what was sold under that, it might help a lot of people, especially if you're trying to save listings. I don't really try and save listings, but if you are, it might help. And it kind of outlines, you know, what fits under there and what doesn't. Might save you a little bit of time. Okay. Next thing, sending offers. So this has been something I've actually pleasantly enjoyed doing. What I didn't always send offers, like I didn't always send all of them. I would have them backed up with like hundreds of offers. Oh, you have not sent this. And then I started watching people online, like saying, you know, why are you leaving them on the counter? So I send them constantly now. I don't usually, if it says like five offers have to be sent, it's weird. Like every morning would be probably the biggest buildup. When I wake up in the morning, the first time I go to my eBay hub, I'll see that would be the biggest number of listings that I have, send offers that I have available. So something I do immediately. So when I looked yesterday, it said, maybe it was 2 days ago, it said send offers automatically. So when I went in, I looked into the send offer category, you can look under that, under a listing, you can now set it like you set a best offer. So it says send up, there's an automatic decline, automatic, like a minimum and a maximum, and you can automatically accept a minimum number for offers. So I'm not sure if I'm going to do this or not. I think I'm going to do this specifically for stuff I know is going to sell at a specific price. I have a lot of one-off items. And then what happens with those items is I drop the price. And if I drop the price on too much and I'm sending an offer, that might make me cut into my profits too much. So I think I'm going to use this specifically on certain items. So I'm not sure. What are you guys doing about this? I haven't really done much. As have you set a minimum and a maximum on your send offers? Like I used to have that on my best offers. Now I only use, like I'll accept a certain number. So like, let's just say I'm selling a shirt for a certain amount. If it hits a certain number, automatically it'll accept it. I don't do an automatic decline. So I might do that with send offers as well. What about you guys? What are you guys doing? What do you think about that? I think the send offers thing is great because it gets things right in people's faces immediately. So that's what I, those are my thoughts on that. I'm thinking anything older too that I want to get rid of, I'll probably have that because you never know if somebody sends you an offer some random place at 3 a.m. when you're not up. If you don't accept it immediately, sometimes they'll go on to the next person. Okay, so that's what I was going to say. One thing I found kind of annoying with send offers is it's as soon as you send one, you cannot edit your listing at all during the time of that offer. I don't know if it's 24, 48 hours, whatever it is. I'm not talking about editing the listing, the pictures, description, titles. I'm talking about, say, the quantity of items. If you want to increase the quantity, you can't do that. And then also, I had an issue where a customer, he messaged me and said, you know, I'd like to buy this for the shipping. I don't want priority shipping. Can you drop it to first class? It was a shirt. And it was kind of borderline around a pound. So I said, okay, fine, whatever. So, and I said, okay, just go ahead. Usually I'll say, you know, just go ahead and purchase it and we'll do that. And he said, no, I need to see it on the listing page before I click buy. So I said, okay, fine. So I went in there, clicked on it. And then it even looked like it was allowing me to do that. But then once I clicked update listing, it did not allow me to change from priority to first class shipping. So I couldn't show him on the page that it says first class shipping. It only showed priority. So that was kind of annoying. And by the time I got back to him and said that, he had gone, you know, no response. I had another one where somebody wanted to buy multiple shirts. And I said, okay, yeah, I'll update the listings. Oh, yeah, I need to buy, you know, two of this. You have one listed. I did actually have two. So I said, okay, I'll update the listing. And same thing. And I went back to him and said, sorry, I can't update it because I've already sent out offers. I can't update the quantity. And same thing, went away. So I think, yeah, you don't want to, you know, be able to, you know, after somebody's like submitted an offer, change this, that, and the other, the weight. But there should be some things you can edit. The quantity would be one. I mean, maybe you can't make it zero or something. I don't know. But I think there has to be something around that. And I think you can get rid of an offer if you've just submitted it, but after like a few hours or 6 hours or something, you can't. So that might be something else. So what's your reaction to this? I always think that the faster you get back to a buyer, the better. After a couple of minutes, they're on to the next, they've scrolled to the next person or next, maybe not even eBay anymore. So what's your experience with that? Let me know. So, okay, so the last thing I wanted to talk about today were sales, specifically promoted listings and Markdown Manager. I'm going to lump them in together because I kind of feel like I can do way too many sale type things on eBay. You know, you've got promoted listings, you've got Markdown Manager, you've got sending offers left and right. We do free shipping on anything under a pound. I feel like it's overkill. Overkill, whatever. But it's way, way too much, I think. So I've started to cut down on what I've been doing recently. I don't do free shipping on, I used to do free shipping on stuff that was more than a pound as well, like 2 pounds, even nothing heavy, but like, so I don't do that anymore. And even on stuff under a pound, if I feel like, you know, this is really, the price is really dropping on something, I'll add shipping to it. Or I'll go the complete opposite way. I'll just try and get rid of it and for minimal. But main thing is I don't do free shipping on every single item. Next thing I do, I used to run a lot of sales. Sometimes I would go 7 days, 14 days with a sale. I don't do sales as much. And by sales, I mean markdown manager sales. Promoted listings. I messed around with the percentages on that before. I started with promoted listings like the week they came out with it, or as soon as they let me use it, at least. And I remember you would get thousands and thousands of hits. It was really, really good when it first started, that first couple of months. And then you can see the graph drop and drop and drop and drop, or it drops to into the hundreds of hits. I'm like, wow, I was getting tens of thousands of hits, and now I'm getting hundreds of hits. And I even called eBay and asked, I said, what's the deal with this? And they said, oh, it's just growing pains. You know, we're trying to figure out what's best for everybody. I don't know. Maybe just a lot of people weren't using it back then, and now they are, whatever. Bottom line, promoted listings, I'm sure you've heard a lot of people talk about it. They don't really promote your listings from what I've seen. Actually, I take that back. They don't really sell your listing. People don't really know it's a promoted listing. It does promote it in the sense that it pushes it up the page rank. That's why I use it. I do the very minimum 1%, so it pushes you to the top. But now I only do that with stuff that's competitive. If you're selling one-off and there's nobody else selling that, there's no point doing promoted listing at all for that, even if there's only 4 or 5 of them. Because, you know, how many items can you look on a page? If you look on a page right now, if I go and look up vintage, see, I type, you can see at least, I have my page set up really big. You can see at least 5 items on a page. So there's no point. If you have, say, 5 items or less, you're the one of 5 people selling that item. There's no point in promoting listings. It's simply a page rank, a page push, pushes you to the top of the page. That's it. That's the only reason I do it. Now, I know they are staggering it now, and they've changed it since in the last couple of months. They've changed it, and they came out in the new update about how they're doing that, and they're kind of staggering it. I think they're splitting it up by 2s or whatever they're doing. But still, even with that, I only do 1%. That's it. I don't max out more than that, only because I don't think it. People can even tell that they have a promoted, that you are promoting that listing. The way that I can tell from when I look at the listings, if your item is on sale, is if it has markdown managers, you know, X percentage off, 20% off. That stands out. It says right there. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, the way I see it is kind of like people have to see it that second to buy it. Otherwise, they move on to the next thing. It's kind of like we're micro car salesmen in a sense, that, you know, the old adage, you know, if they leave the lot, there is no sale. Don't let the person leave the lot, or you'll never sell the car. The same thing with anything you're selling online, to be honest, I think, unless it's very, very rare and very, very in demand. If you let them leave their screen, if you let them scroll to something else, you've lost the customer. That's the way I see it. So if I can, I'll run markdown manager sales, I'll do the 1% promoted listings, and I will have, you know, free shipping if I can. Obviously, I'm going to adjust my prices on items. So even if all of that factors in, I'm still making a good amount. So that's one thing I would recommend. If you do any of these, even one of them, adjust your price beforehand. And when you originally list the item, I always overprice. I don't mind if stuff sits for a couple weeks longer. You know, just make your item visible to people. And if it's more expensive, if you've described it better and has better pictures, I'm pretty sure it will sell. If it's, because people don't have the time to waste to move on to the next one. They'll move on to maybe 1 or 2. But if you're first, most likely you're gonna go few. But anyways, so another thing I've been doing with Markdown Manager specifically is I used to have these long week-long sales, and I think that was pointless. And then I moved to like a weekend sale, and then I moved to like, I would start at Saturday morning, end at midnight Sunday. So now what I'm doing is I'm even doing it less than that. I'm breaking up into 12-hour increments. Like I'll do like a Thursday night, start at like 12, ending at midnight, or I'll do like a Sunday night, ending, you know, and then I won't always start at 12. I'll start at 1 sometimes. So I know 1 to 1, maybe I'll make it 11 hours. Maybe I'll make it 8 hours. I try and at least have 12 hours because that's, I know that's a short amount of time. I've only just started doing it. Before, I'd at least do 24 to 48 hours. And then what I'll do is I'll take it away. I'll have at least a 3 to 4, if not a week break between sales, because, you know, I don't really trust watchers, but what I have noticed a little bit is every now and then, if you have like, you know, 6 watchers on something, and you have a sale, they'll still watch and nobody will buy. But then if you have 0 sales for like a couple of days and then you have a sale, every now and then somebody will just pop up and buy it right away the second that sale starts. I don't know if that's just in my head and playing head games with myself again, but I don't know, kind of the supply and demand, you know, I'll be the first one there. I missed it last time. Maybe I'll get it this time for a good price, that type of thing. I don't know. It might help. So anyways, I'm rambling now. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on any of this. What do you do? What interesting things have you seen, at glitches or whatever you want to call them, or issues have you had with eBay? What are your suggestions for them? What have you seen? Have you encountered any other things that I have? Let us know. And if you want to check us out on Facebook or on the Resell Niche podcast help page on Facebook, and if you want to leave us a message, just click down below and you can leave us a message or a comment, and we'd love to get back to you. But until the next one, thanks for listening to the Resell Niche podcast. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Reseller Niche Podcast. Show notes and social media links are located at resellerniche.com. Please comment, rate, and subscribe to us on iTunes or YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.